Christine Sinclair is officially retired from competing with Canada's national women's soccer team. The Burnaby sports icon appeared in her final international match on Tuesday, December 5, in Vancouver before more than 48,000 people, receiving multiple ovations, cheers and video tributes acknowledging her illustrious career. Canada won the friendly 1-0 over Australia. "Honestly, just joy," Sinclair said when asked what she would remember about the night. "I've done everything I can on this national team. I'm 100% satisfied and content. And to go out with a win in front of my friends, in front of my family, honestly, it's been the perfect night." At the end of the month, Sinclair received even more encouraging words, this time, from fans and residents of her hometown. This week, the city of Burnaby created an online greeting card inviting the public to share memories and messages of gratitude for Sinclair. Interested participants can write stories, as well as post photos and short videos. The card will be shared with Sinclair on December 28, the city's website stated. Sinclair announced her retirement from Canada soccer on October 20. She will play at least one more season of club soccer with Portland in the National Women's Soccer League, NWSL. Both Burnaby and the BC government will proclaim December 12 as Christine Sinclair Day. That night, City Hall and the BC Parkway will shine, special colors, most likely red and white, to acknowledge Sinclair's impact on the community, the country and around the world. After first kicking a ball at 4 years old in Burnaby, and ultimately graduating from Burnaby South Secondary, she made her first appearance with Canada's national soccer team in March 2000. Sinclair is the all-time international goals leader, women or men, with 190 goals and more than 330 caps in nearly 25 years. Her resume also includes 5 FIFA Women's World Cups, a gold medal from the Tokyo 2020 Summer Olympics and bronze from Rio 2016 and London 2012. For more information or to send a message to Sinclair, you can visit the City of Burnaby's website.